Well, for the final work in today's concert, we remain in mountainous terrain and linger in the same season as the Onega we've just listened to. Summer Day on the Mountain was written by Vincent Dandy. A pupil of Franck, Dandy would never hear his teacher's musical hymn to the mountains that began today's concert. Both teacher and pupil, though, shared the romantic ideal of man's connection with the spiritual force of nature. And over three movements, the Jour d'été à la montagne makes up a sort of dawn-to-dusk portrait of life on a mountainside. Day breaks in glorious orchestral colours, while the afternoon drowses in sultry heat, interrupted by folk dance. Dusk falls with a stillness across the countryside as bells chime and the last strains of birdsong herald the return of darkness. A real affinity with the natural world, as today's conductor Kazuki Yamada told me earlier.
Dandy loved very nature feeling. From sunrise to until the sunset, almost from nothing to nothing, but nothing meaning not nothing. So it's very unusual music, I think.
He takes us on a real journey through the 24 hours, doesn't he?
Yes. Exactly, 24 hours to be 30 minutes like that. But so the very exciting music and very romantic and very sometimes very emotional.
And is there an element of impressionism in Dandy's music? We think of him as very romantic 19th century, but is he perhaps more than that?
I can feel from Dandy music many, many things. So from Wagner or from Debussy, there are many, many different sentences. So we could connect some other music, even more before romantic music. Yeah, it's very mixing. Yeah.